A 33-year-old Canadian woman filmed herself walking up to a group of teenage girls on a Jersey Shore boardwalk and slapping one of them, twice, over her sweatpants. The pants said, "Trump," and "ICE." That was the entire offense. 10 days later, police identified her from the footage. She turned herself in, and within hours, she wasn't in a New Jersey county jail anymore. She was in a federal detention facility in Newark, waiting on a possible deportation case. Here's the part that actually matters. New Jersey spent the last year building a legal wall specifically designed to stop exactly that outcome. It didn't fail. It just never got the chance to apply. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, a boardwalk slap that turned into a jurisdictional accident, and the New Jersey sheriff whose department never signed on to his own governor's immigration policy. It's the Friday evening before the 4th of July, 2026, on the boardwalk in Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey. A group of four teenage girls are walking along, one of them wearing patriotic colored sweatpants with political wording, Trump and ICE, according to the police report. A Canadian national named Caitlin Tracy doesn't like it. According to court documents, she starts recording on her phone while she, quote, kept approaching, harassing, and yelling. Then, police allege, she strikes the teenager once on the body and once in the face. The teen wasn't seriously hurt, but somebody caught the whole thing on surveillance video, and for a few hours it circulated on social media before it got pulled down. It took Point Pleasant Beach police 10 days to run this down properly, matching the surveillance footage against social media and, notably, against Customs and Border Protection passport entry records. Police Chief Robert Kowalewski's Detective Bureau led that identification work. On July 13th, Tracy walked into police headquarters and turned herself in, without incident. She was charged with simple assault, endangering the welfare of a child, harassment, and obstruction. Disorderly persons and third-degree offenses, not the kind of charges that usually end with a trip to federal detention. Just the News reports Tracy entered the United States on a Canadian passport in 2024. She's married to a U.S. citizen. And this wasn't a one-department investigation. Assisting agencies named in the police release include a Customs and Border Protection intelligence team and, notably, the Toronto Police Service. She's presumed innocent. Her first hearing is scheduled for August 4th before Judge Guy P. Ryan. That's the law and order part of the story, and by itself it's a pretty ordinary local assault case. What happens next is where it gets interesting. Here's the mechanism, and it's worth walking through slowly, because it's the whole story. Governor Mikey Sherrill, Democrat of New Jersey, signed legislation in March 2026 expanding the state's Immigrant Trust Directive. It's administered by Attorney General Jennifer Davenport, also a Democrat, and the policy is straightforward. Local and county police generally can't honor an ICE detainer unless the underlying charge is first or second degree. Tracy's charges, disorderly persons, third degree, don't typically clear that bar. On paper, this was a state that had specifically engineered a system to keep a case exactly like this one out of federal immigration custody. Ocean County never signed on. Sheriff Michael G. Mastronardi, a Republican, runs the Ocean County Jail under an independent, formal information-sharing agreement with ICE, the same arrangement his office already defended in court once before, in a case against the state attorney general. Jail records reviewed by New Jersey 101.5 confirm ICE filed a detainer on Tracy while she was in county custody. She was released straight from the county jail into federal hands and transported to Delaney Hall, the ICE detention facility in Newark that's run by the GEO Group. GEO, pronounced like the GEO in geography, a private contractor. So, the state built a wall, the county kept its own side gate unlocked, and a boardwalk slap over a pair of sweatpants is now a federal immigration case, not because the system worked, and not because it failed, because two governments in the same state answer to two different rule books, and nobody closed the gap between them. Court documents describing the actual altercation say Tracy, quote, kept approaching, harassing, and yelling, the exact language investigators used before she struck the teen. This isn't a one-off carve-out either. Ocean County's independent stance predates this case by years. The county previously fought the state attorney general in court over the exact same question, in a case called Ocean County versus Growal, and won the right to keep its own arrangement with federal immigration authorities. So when this detainer was filed, it wasn't some clerical accident or a loophole nobody noticed. It was the entirely predictable result of a jurisdictional fight New Jersey has been having with itself for years, one that, this time, landed on a Canadian tourist accused of slapping a teenager. Tracy's husband, Matthew Gironi, a U.S. citizen the couple married in Las Vegas back in 2023, posted a distress video after her transfer to Delaney Hall. "I need help," he said. "I don't know what to do. My wife is being detained by ICE. I don't have any money. I'm so broke. But I'll figure something out." A GoFundMe, organized on the couple's behalf by a third party, drew enough mass attention and backlash that the platform pulled it down within days. Gironi says he was in the process of pursuing U.S. citizenship for his wife at the time of her arrest. No public record specifies exactly which immigration violation triggered the ICE detainer, only that one was filed immediately after her criminal booking. So here's the accountability ledger plainly. New Jersey, under a Democratic governor and a Democratic attorney general, built a statewide policy specifically to prevent county jails from becoming pipelines into federal immigration enforcement. Ocean County, under a Republican sheriff, maintained the opposite policy and has litigated successfully to keep it. Both sides did exactly what they said they'd do. The teenager who got slapped over a pair of sweatpants just happened to get booked in the one county where those two policies collided. A GoFundMe organized on Tracy's behalf by a third party, not by her or her husband, was taken down by the platform amid the backlash, which tells you something about how the public reacted once this story spread. And it's worth being straight about the limits of the record here, too. No public document identifies the specific immigration violation behind the ICE detainer itself. Only that federal authorities filed one immediately after her criminal booking. The jurisdictional explanation is the best documented account available, not a confirmed causal statement from ICE. New Jersey's governor built a legal barrier specifically to keep county jails from feeding people into ICE custody over minor charges. In Ocean County, that barrier didn't hold, not because it failed, but because the sheriff there never adopted it in the first place. A boardwalk assault charge that would ordinarily stay entirely in state court instead ended in a federal detention facility, for reasons that have nothing to do with the assault itself. That's the story. The charges, the two competing jurisdictions, and every document behind them. Explore every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if you want the accountability angle delivered straight to your ears every time we publish, subscribe to Civic Intelligence wherever you're listening right now.